Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Deere & Company has won a trademark dispute with a South Dakota company that makes agricultural sprayers. A federal judge in Kentucky has ruled that Femco Incorporated and its brand of ag spray equipment cannot use John Deere green and yellow on its products. In its lawsuit, Deere said the other company's use of these colors infringed on Deere's trademark, would confuse consumers, and, quote, dilute the value of the John Deere brand. The judge ruled the color combination is qualified as a famous trademark since as early as the late 1960s, and that Femco intentionally chose green and yellow to make a connection with Deere. The judge also gave Femco 2 months to come up with a plan on how it will comply with his decision. Trustees of Blackhawk College are looking for two new presidents, not just one. Last night, the board talked about a timeline for selecting an interim president and a possible longer-term timeline for replacing current president Betty Truitt, who retires in December. Board Chair Rick Feem says he's heard from several internal and external candidates for the interim job and hopes to have one chosen by the end of the year. Then that person will probably lead the college for 6 months while the board looks for a new permanent president.
So we're looking for somebody that will work with the board to help us build a financially stable, educationally sound institution that does what it's supposed to do as a community college, meets community needs, and offers the kind of educational programs that help people make their lives better.
Blackhawk trustees plan to interview three consultants in November and then choose one to lead the national search, hoping to hire a new president by next summer. Iowa is on track to record a 10% decline in opioid sales for this year, amid national concerns about the abuse of these drugs. The Des Moines Register reports executive director of the Iowa Board of Pharmacy, Andrew Funk, relayed the information on Monday to a legislative committee studying opioid abuse. Funk says Iowa healthcare practitioners are reducing their prescriptions of opioid painkillers and other addictive pills, and the state is expected to reach about 270 million prescription pills sold for this year, down from 300 million sold last year. Committee members say the figures are a promising development amid a national epidemic of abuse of addictive narcotics. Well, some of your old clothing could soon help insulate homes. Tyson's Home, Farm, and Auto has partnered with the Blue Jeans Go Green initiative to collect denim and turn it into insulation. Peter Tyson hopes to make this denim recycling program an annual event for the company.
We thought it would be a great opportunity to kind of, go green, just like the name says, and offer an incentive to our customers, to grab a new pair of jeans while throwing out an old pair of jeans is usually a norm to bring them in and have them turn into a positive.
An added benefit of the program is that it keeps tons of denim from being dumped in landfills. The goal is to collect at least 3,500 items made of denim by the end of this month. And once the denim is turned into insulation, he says, most will be donated to Habitat for Humanity. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.